Welcome to this week's podcast, which is a clearing special. Joining me to discuss clearing and the options available are UCM Assistant Admissions Officer, Jade Norris. Hi, Jade.
Hi, Andrew.
And Certificate of Higher Education Built Environment Studies Programme Leader, Hazel Lobo. Hi, Hazel.
Hello, Andrew.
How are you both?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. And yourself, Hazel?
Yeah, I'm very well too, thanks. Good to hear you both.
Students will be receiving their A-level results, with some going into clearing. So firstly, Jade, can you talk me what clearing is?
Yes, of course. So clearing is a period of time where UCAS applicants who have either declined their offers through UCAS or who have not met their conditions of offer will be kind of automatically put into the UCAS clearing track system where they can start speaking and applying for alternative universities. So clearing is actually already open now. So for people who might have just declined their offers, there is the opportunity to start doing that now. They haven't got to wait till kind of on or after results day. But generally the most kind of popular time to get applicants through clearing is on or after results day. Potential applicants will ring universities and have a verbal discussion about their options and whether they could potentially get an offer. So obviously we can't give an official offer over the phone, but we can discuss the likelihood of them getting an offer with us. And then if they want to go with us, they can go onto the UCAS track system and officially apply. And then we can give them obviously the official offer through that system.
What advice would you have for someone who might be going into clearing this year?
So my main advice would do your research before you start calling universities. Obviously, it can be quite an overwhelming and daunting situation to find yourself in. So I would say, firstly, just don't worry. We do get a lot, you know, a good number of applicants through clearings and strong applicants. So, yeah, I wouldn't be too concerned. And also, yeah, do your research. So there are already vacancies open on the UCAS track website. So it's worth having a look through there. And also when you actually make the call, this might sound a bit silly, but it's good to do the call yourself, not to get a parent or guardian to do the call. It just makes a good first impression. And also it's, you know, I think it can be quite a calming situation to talk through your options rather than kind of get it the information secondhand. And also when you make the call, it'd be useful to have just a few things prepared just to make the call a bit easier for you. So if you have your UCAS number available, if you have your clearing reference number, which is different from your UCAS number, that's a 6-digit number that you will be automatically given through clearing, email and telephone number, and also your GCSE English and Maths results. We should be able to obviously see your A-level results through the system when we log in, but it's just good to have all the information available for that initial phone call. Another thing just to mention is that if you, you know, as I said, it is quite an upsetting and can be quite an unsettling situation. So if you do find yourself struggling with the situation, then there is a Charlie Waller Memorial Trust. Basically, it's a page on the UCAS website focusing specifically on well-being during clearing. And it has some coping mechanisms for anxiety and stress that you might find useful. And it might obviously help prepare you for the phone calls you're making to potential universities. And also just the final thing I would mention is that, you know, the control is in your hands, so don't feel pressured to accept the first offer that you are given. Do make the calls, do take the time to think about it. You haven't got an accept an offer on results day. Just do your research. I think it'll make you feel a lot calmer in the decision that you do finally make.
Great stuff. So yeah, lots of excellent advice. So what kind of queries can you help with when people are calling you up?
So obviously generally we can give a verbal offer to the course, so like that's not official, it's not in writing, I think, at that point, but we can give you a strong indication of whether you would be accepted onto one of our courses or not, providing you have all the information to hand that we can make an informed decision. We could also help with funding, so potentially if you haven't quite got your funding in place yet, we can go through the options on that.
And now I just want to look at the academic side. So students going through clearing can choose to study on our Certificate of Higher Education Built Environment Studies or one of our BSc Honours programmes in Building Surveying, Construction Management, Quantity Surveying or Real Estate Management. Bringing you in now, Hazel, I mean, why would you want to study on one of these programmes?
It's a really good question and I'll answer it in three parts if I can. Firstly, the built environment is a growth industry. No matter what else is happening in the world, we are always going to need to create places for people, to design and manage those places, and then to be innovating new materials and new construction techniques. So built environment courses qualify people to do an awful lot of things. The second reason that I'd study on one of these programmes, or somebody could study on one of these programmes, is UCEM itself. We've been delivering built environment education for 100 years. It's what we specialise in. We're really good at it. And you don't have to take my word for that. There's evidence in the fact that the four largest chartered organisations in the UK, the Chartered Association of Building Engineers, the Royal Institution of Chartered Surveyors, the Chartered Institute of Building, and the Chartered Management Institute, all accredit our degree programmes. I once heard, and this is apocryphal, if you go into the office, any office of any national built environment company, you will find at least one UCEM alumnus there. I've not done the research to back that up, but that's what I've heard. And then thirdly, it's the flexibility of our courses. With UCEM, you study online through a specially designed virtual learning environment, but you're part of a learning community. You're not alone in your studies, and you're not tied to a 9-to-5 study environment like you might be on a campus. If you want to study at 2 o'clock in the morning, because that's when your brain works best, you can do that. All of the things that you need are still there available for you. The library is still open, for example. And we also, because of that method to our delivery, we offer a flexibility that if something happens, you can slow down to a part-time degree from the full-time element, but stay on your pathway and take your learning credits with you. So there's a real flexibility to our courses that you may not find on a campus university.
What careers are available within the built environment?
Often when people hear built environment careers or built environment study or jobs, they think about construction sites or estate agents. And those are certainly paths that you could follow after qualifying with one of these degrees. But did you know that a quantity surveying degree or a construction management degree could also equip you for a career in dispute resolution, solving conflicts that arise in a number of built environment settings, or in expert witness or advocacy work? The real estate management degree could lead to a career in arts and antiques valuations, for example. And the building surveying degree could see you working in historic buildings conservation. There is a careers section on our website. It lists 33 different career pathways. And of course, many of those then have sub pathways. So I spoke about valuations a moment ago, but it's not just buildings, arts and antiques. There's also intangible assets valuation, working out business goodwill, for example. There are elements of planning and planning law. There are elements of contract law. There really are many, many possible options. It's not just building sites or estate agency.
Say that I've signed up, I've come through clearing and I've gone for one of those options. What can students expect through studying with us?
Well, first off, you'll study 3 modules at a time for 3 years in 2 semesters, so 12 topics a year. We've just stopped using exams as an assessment form, so you don't have to sit any exams, which means that all of our formal knowledge checks, all of the assignments that you will sit as part of your degree, are assessments that reflect the types of things you might do in work, in your real life, in practice. So in the law modules, for example, you're asked to offer advice to a client on an aspect of law that surveyors would cover. In the planning modules, you carry out evaluations of developments. There are measurement modules, there are construction technology modules, there are management modules. I've spoken already briefly about our virtual learning environment, but it's not just about the technology. There's a really strong support team here. We've got subject specialists who are experts in their field, many of them qualified surveyors themselves who lead the teaching. We've got academic support tutors who are learning specialists to help you get the most out of your learning, especially in that transition from A-level to degree level. There's quite a difference in how you learn, and we've got people who can help you make that transition. We've got online educationalists who are the learning design specialists. They're the people who make sure that what you're seeing in your learning environment is set up to help you do the best that you can. And we've got an amazing support network of student services, assessment, registration and admission teams. So even though you're online studying with us, you're not alone studying with us. Yes, you've got all of the practical bits that you'd experience in any degree course set out in those modules, but you've also got a huge network here to help you achieve the best that you can.
So thank you both for your time. If you would like to find out more about clearing at UCEM, get in touch with our admissions team by calling 0118 921 4696 and selecting option one, or email admissions@ucem.ac.uk. To find out more about UCEM, head to our website, ucem.ac.uk. Thank you for listening.